Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, 38, 39. No, make that 40 plus years now, almost, of knocking out albums. That's right. Come September 2024, Ring Talk will celebrate 40 years of radio presence. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I know the game. I know boxing. But you're the guy buying the pay-per-view, or you're the gal buying the pay-per-view, or are you? Bottom line is, of course, pay-per-view now getting stolen more than it's being bought. Why? Because the promoters are going to the well too many times. We'll talk about that and more with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Of course, we're also going back to Stockton, California. Fat City. They got a card coming up next month. Of course, Fat City was a movie back in 1969 written by my buddy Leonard Gardner. Of course, that became an Academy Award-winning movie based on the book Fat City. So we'll talk about Stockton, California more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, I'll bring in boxing's only PhD. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WEC. Coming up after the break here on Sports Byline.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers, may he rest in peace. Passed away, I believe, yesterday. Of course, a Hollywood star, no doubt about that. And we'll never forget. He made the Rocky movies the Rocky movies because he needed a bad guy, and he was a bad guy, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. Sock, how's life treating you, my brother?
Life is going good. I can't complain, brother. How are you?
Excellent. Thursday night, of course, he once beaten Teofimo Lopez, the WBO junior welterweight title holder, of course, having beaten Josh Taylor in a bit of an upset in his last outing. Of course, taking on Jermaine Ortiz, thought to be a work fight for Teofimo Lopez. Why is it? Why do people think that?
Well, because, I mean, he just finished whipping up Josh Taylor, you know, who was the lineal champ, the man at 140. And Teofimo has a lot of talent. You know, you can't dispute that. You know, he could punch. He's got great hand speed. The only problem with Teofimo, you don't know which Teofimo you're going to get. You know, I think his biggest enemy is between his ears. But the guy's talent can't be denied. And I think that Jermaine Ortiz will be competitive. But I can see Teofimo Lopez possibly stopping him late.
All right, I got to switch gears here, and I didn't want to switch gears to this right away, but somebody just hit me with another text that you're ignoring the negatives. I'm not ignoring the negatives. Japanese boxer Kazuki Aniguchi, 6-1, 2 KOs. He's 23 years old. He passed away Friday night in Tokyo, Japan, of course. He was fought, I think, the day after Christmas on that Nanoa Inoue undercard. He was in the semi-main event. And this is the beef I've got with these guys. Oh, it was a war. It was a war. It went 12 rounds. He only had 6 fights going in and 2 knockouts, okay? So the guy took a horrific beating down the stretch. I watched the fight myself. The fight probably could have been stopped about 8 or 10 times, but yet these bloodthirsty referees and these Japanese boxing fans who sit on their ass and say nothing as deaths are taking place in front of them. Anyway, bottom line is the kid passed away. I want to wish his family the best. And, of course, anytime somebody dies in the sport of boxing, it's a tragedy. But this is one I watched the fight, and I don't think that this needed to happen. I think it was bad refereeing, bad cornerman. Everybody failed this guy, Sock. The corner failed him. The doctor failed him. The referee failed him. And the crowd wasn't saying nothing, so everybody failed this dude, and he's dead.
It's a horrific tragedy, you know. It's that catch-22. I mean, we love the action. We love the guts and the heart of someone who is one punch away from either saving a fight or being the last punch he takes. And you're right. The doctor was there. The coroner, first of all, is the prime responsibility. When you're the closest to your fighter.
He only had six fights. They put him in a 12-round fight, and he only had six fights.
I think the sanctioning body should be held accountable as well. I'm assuming probably the WBA.
I think it was a national bantamweight belt.
Okay.
It was a Japanese belt, I think. But the bottom line is, listen, he had six fights, and they put him in a fight for 12 rounds. He was fighting on guts and guile after about round six, round seven, and he was taking a beating. He was all beat up. I mean, I'm saying to myself, of course, I watched it afterwards, why are they not stopping this fight? And the reason why they're not stopping is because, that's boxing, Pete. You know, there's a thin line. No, there's no thin line. There's no thin line here. He was getting his ass whooped. There was no doubt about it. Whether he was in the fight or not, he was getting making a tremendous beating. And had the right official stepped in, I think they would have stopped this brain bleed or maybe caught this brain bleed a little bit earlier, because that's what he died from, a bleeding brain.
You know, in that Japanese culture, you know, that pride, that death before dishonor, you know, and I think that probably played a factor into it. We also don't know if the young, sometimes these guys come into fights injured. You know, we don't know, you know, years of sparring. Who knows? But it's a very big tragedy. I haven't seen the fight, and hopefully, you know, his family could find peace at some time. Yeah. Terrible loss.
You know, when Gabe Rellis, I think it was, I can't remember the guy's Danny, I can't remember what the guy's name was that fought, that died.
The Colombian fighter.
Yeah.
He's a Colombian guy.
Yeah, that died in the ring with Gabe Rellis. But Gabe was never the same after that. Ray Mancini was never the same after Dookoo Kim died in the ring, of course, died because of that fight. And Dookoo Kim, speaking of dying or failure or dying and this kind of stuff, he wrote on a lampshade in his hotel room the day before he died, "Kill or be killed." And, of course, he died. And that changed boxing. Of course, that got Jose Suleiman to wake up and realize, he said, you know, there's too much damage being issued, too much damage being handed out between the 13th and the 14th and the 15th round. And he explained to me, the Godfather explained to me, he said to me, "Pedro, if we don't know who want to fight after 36 minutes, is nine more minutes really going to count? All it's doing is taking time off these guys' lives." And I talked to Roberto Duran about 12 rounds and Ray Leonard about 12 rounds, and they said that, you know, 12 rounds extended their careers.
That's a good point. I mean, and, well, Ray especially, you know, that was part of the negotiations between him and Hagler, right? They went 15 to 12. So I'm sure that played, you know, that
played
a big part.
Yeah, but Marvin was older than I am. And I mean, he was older than dirt that night. And I don't care what they say. And the bottom line is, you know, he was as done after 12 rounds as Ray was. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like he was in total command or anything like that. You know, he got outboxed that night, and there's no doubt about it. He and I went back and forth on different continents in, like, several different countries back and forth. And I've done it very – I told you how I handle him. I handle him with kid gloves. Every other fighter I had in the world, I don't give a spit about. I mean, I wish to get back how I handle him. I go right at him with questions. But with Marvin Hagler, I danced around him. And I said to him, you know, you gave away four of the first five rounds, and you allowed Ray to steal three rounds after that, so that's how he won the fight 7-5. And he sort of was okay with that. You know what I'm saying? But if I just said, you know what, man, you was a bum. You danced around. You didn't do nothing the first four rounds, blah, 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 blah. In other words, it was all my approach to him. But that's how I approach Hagler with kid gloves.
That's that old PD psychology, brother. That was great.
Well, some guys you want to escalate things with them because you get a response, especially when you're pushing them for an interview and popping questions at them. Marvin Hagler, I didn't want to do that with him. Because how can I put this? He was nice enough to let me watch him train for two or three fights leading up to the Leonard fight, okay, in Las Vegas when he trained at Johnny Taco's gym. I was one of the insiders that got to go into Taco's gym when Hagler was training in the last week before the fights, and got to watch him, this and that. And, you know, he was quiet. He didn't say much. But, man, when he trained, everybody shut up and everybody respect. I mean, it was like, I don't want to say it was like church, but everybody was in total awe of Marvin Hagler.
Was it more than just legend how he trained? Like, was it like Spartan-like? Like, was he... Now, this obviously this is his last fight, but
well, you know, he didn't get laid. He actually told me he gave up sex for like 6 to 8 weeks or however long his training camp lasted, and he said he couldn't get weight to get back to his wife at that point in time. And I think he's remarrying. Obviously, he remarried before he passed away a couple of years ago. But the bottom line is, he said that intimacy, not having being able to get intimate, not being able to eat what he wants, pissed him off to the point where he wanted to kill somebody.
I mean, that's a great motivating force, no doubt.
Well, Marvin Hagler, of course, the marvelous one, no doubt about that. But, you know, all the positives about Marvin Hagler, the negative was he stuck with that corner. He stuck with that corner, Goody and Pat Petronelli, to the end. And, I mean, he from the beginning to the end. And I understand the loyalty, but, man, those guys, when it came down to crunch time, I think they were in over their heads. Do you think I was wrong? I mean, the Leonard fight, they kept saying, keep doing what you're doing, Marv. Keep doing what you're doing. Marv, you're losing. Anyway, keep doing what you're doing. And then I think there was another fight, the Roldan fight. Some of the strategy for coming from the corner was a big question mark. In other words, I think those guys were in over their heads, Goody and Pat Petronelli. Am I wrong, Boxing's PhD? Am I just kicking them in the teeth now that they're both dead?
You know, sometimes fighters are loyal to a fault. You know, look at just modern day Danny Garcia, right? You know, people probably thought he should have had a new corner a long time ago. But
yeah, but that's his father,
right? But Marv, marvelous Marvin Hagler had that reverence for the Petronellis. You know, he was, you know, kind of like a surrogate dad to him. So
hey, you know what? Say what you want about Danny Garcia, but nobody's cashed in on boxing like Danny.
Danny has made money, and more importantly, he still has his money.
I mean, he invested a lot in real estate, this and that. So as far as being Switch is concerned, I never thought much of him in the ring. In fact, I thought he was boring to watch, but man, the fact he's making money, of course.
Me too, I agree.
Yeah, another guy making money in real estate, before we go to a break here, Jimmy Paul, the first champion that Emmanuel Stewart, I think, ever had. Yeah, he's a big real estate guy there in Detroit. And at one point in time, about 10 years ago, he owned about 75 houses.
That is awesome news. Wow.
More power. More power to him. Some guys in boxing know what they're doing money-wise. Straight up, I'm not one of them. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Where people rain through.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
The one, the only, Michael Tyson. They're talking about him fighting some MMA guy. I'm serious. The bottom line is Mike Tyson shouldn't be fighting him, but he's 55 years old. And, of course, MMA is not his forte, so I wouldn't go there at all. Back to Teofimo Lopez, where I started the last segment off with, of course, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Lopez is 19-1, of course, 13 KOs, having lost that one fight, surprisingly, to George Kambosos. Has that been like the upset of the last 5 years, of the head scratcher?
In my opinion, yes. You know, and you know what? I said it before, George, that night, the stars were lined up for him. You know, he will never have a performance like that ever again. And, props to him. He came ready to fight, and Teofimo, obviously wasn't. Of course, he did claim that he had the medical, he was having like an asthma attack in the ring. So that probably played a part into it.
Asthma attack, paralysis, leprosy. I mean, what excuse has he not come up with?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a bad night. You know, I'm not going to say it's Lloyd Hunnigan and Donald Curry, but it's pretty close, especially seeing how Kambosos has looked afterwards, right? He was dominated for 24 rounds by Devin Haney. Then he got a gift decision against the British fighter, Nelson, I think his last name was. It was definitely a night that I was shocked. I had given Kambosos no shot at all in that fight, but credit to him.
Okay, speaking of no shot... Jaime Munguia and John Ryder, of course, I said this a couple of months ago, that if Munguia was to look good against Ryder, that he would be accelerated or promoted to the point where he would fight Canelo Alvarez probably in May. It's either going to be Canelo versus the 160-pound Charlo, I think that's Jamal, 160-pound Charlo, or Jaime Munguia come May of the Cinco de Mayo fight, of course. But the bottom line is, standing in the background, of course, waving his hands, jumping up and down, is David Benavidez. And this week, both Marco Antonio Barrera and Eric Morales said on their podcast that Benavidez should get the next shot at Canelo, not these other guys. Because Canelo's talking about fighting Charlo, the 160-pound Charlo, in May. He's going to finish things off with Crawford in September. I mean, talk about some punk-ass spit.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, the only way to, it seems like you're going to have to embarrass Canelo.
And
I
think no, it ain't working.
From legends, well, at least from, one thing is from, media members to, hold them to the fire, but when other legends of Mexico, who are in media, Barrera and Morales, they have a nice podcast, when they start calling them out, I think that's, when he's going to be, I think that's when the Mexican public's going to turn on.
Okay, here's a total switch on subjects. R. Kelly's in jail forever for doing the same thing Vince McMahon has been accused of. How come Vince McMahon's not in jail?
Well, because Vince hasn't had his day in court yet, like R. Kelly.
But it wasn't like, I think they arrested R. Kelly before he got his day in court, right?
Yeah, and he didn't have the money that Vince does to keep him out of jail. And the crazy thing is... The only reason this came into light is Vince stopped paying this woman.
Yeah.
He agreed to $3 million, and I think he only gave her one. And he was like,
He listened to this, but he spit on her face. According to these reports, I mean, Vince McMahon is such a sick puppy that he was involved in these trysts in which he spit with an H on this girl's face on this girl's head. Holy cow. I mean, I've heard some creepy stuff. I'm a cop. I'm a cop. I've seen more sex than you can imagine in your entire life. Okay, plus I'm an old man. Combine all those things together, nothing as freaky as Vincent McMahon. That's pretty freaky. Take that back. Leonard Lake was a mass murderer. Him and Charles Ng were mass murderers, and Leonard Lake was married to a girl. He was married to a girl that I went to high school with in South San Francisco. I won't mention her name, but there was pictures of Leonard Lake defecating on her face as well. I saw those videotapes when that broke about 1983.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, look, Vince is a deviant man, it seems. But, you know, these are accusations and have his day.
Oh, man, come on. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, she's got texts. I saw the copy of the text. I mean, you know means yes and all that kind of good stuff. I mean, that's the stuff. Listen, R. Kelly's in jail forever. They locked R. Kelly up. No bail, no nothing. I mean, come on. This Vince McMahon is just a white version of R. Kelly.
It seems that he really was not portraying a character when he was on TV. I mean, the arrogance and the I can do whatever I want seems like it was a real thing, you know? If anyone has not looked up these text messages, I suggest you do. It's just the audacity, you know, to even send that in a text.
Well, you know, I was a little, how can I put this? I've never been a McMahon fan. I mean, he sold the WWE allegedly for $8 billion, something like that. So more power to him as far as his ability to make money is concerned. But he ruined wrestling. I mean, because wrestling is like, it's just not what it was. I mean, I remember the 80s, the 70s, the 60s. I mean, when there were territories, this and that, and he broke up the territories. And once he broke up the territories, what it did was it made, like, all of a sudden we had to deal with John Cena forever. You know what I'm saying? So it was like one or two characters. Instead of having all the different territories, they had different characters every week. In other words, the characters went around the world. In other words, around the territory. Right. So one guy was fighting in St. Louis for like 3 or 4 months. Then he moved to San Francisco for 3 or 4 months. Then he moved to Seattle for 3 or 4 months. You know what I'm saying? So that's when wrestling was wrestling. This wrestling today, when he said that wrestling was fixed, he killed kayfabe. He killed it. All because he didn't want to pay some taxes.
Vince has done as much good as he's done bad.
Oh, I don't think he's done much. I think you're giving him far too much credit.
Well, I mean, he created iconic stars. I mean, you can't deny, you know, The Rock is one of the most popular people in the world. Hulk Hogan, John Cena. I mean, these guys are making movies. Stone Cold Steve Austin. I mean, he basically made real life superheroes, you know, and so. And of course, like you said, great business acumen, but his greed, he monopolized the game, put a lot of people out of business. I've seen documentaries with other old promoters and wrestlers saying that at one point somebody wanted to, you know, off him,
yep.
You know, get rid of him, because he did a lot of damage, you know, a lot of mom and pop.
Do you know what disappointed me was the Iron Sheik. May he rest in peace. He passed away, I think, last year. But when he could, mm-hmm. He could have broke Hulk Hogan's leg when they had that match. You know what I'm saying? And that would have set him for like the real guy. You know where I'm coming from? But he went along and he put Hulk Hogan over. It was something he really didn't want to do. But had the Sheik decided he was going to play it straight that day, I think Vern Gagne wanted him to break Hulk Hogan's leg.
Right, I think Vern has offered him $100,000 if he could, you know, he would do that to Hogan at the Garden.
Yeah,
I think
to show you what a piece of work Vern Gagne was. He was a 1952, I believe, Olympic gold medalist in wrestling. Of course, became the AWA champion. But at one point, I mean, he did all. He was in an old folks' home. And he got into a beef with some guy. Some guy like got into a beef over a glass of water, and he slapped a chokehold on the guy, and he killed him.
I never knew that.
That was Vern Gagne's last sleeper hold. Because he was the master of the sleeper hold, right? That was his move. Okay?
But he was legit. He was an Olympian.
Yeah, I know. And he slapped a sleeper hold on this guy in the old folks' home and killed him.
I never knew that. That's an amazing story.
Vern Gagne was, listen, I always thought that he killed the AWA by having an old, bald guy be heavyweight champion. I mean, that was unbelievable. Him being the best, I mean, him being the baddest guy on the planet. Come on, that wasn't kayfabe. That was unbelievable. And then his son, he made his son the tag team champion. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is Vern Gagne failed miserably in the AWA. Now, tonight's fight, the fact that Mr. Conor Benn, of course, fighting in the United States. He can't fight in the UK because of dope issues. I'm talking about performance-enhancing drugs. Can Peter Dobson fight, or is he just an opponent?
I think Peter could fight. I think the key to this fight is Peter checking his emotions. I think that there's a reason that they chose Peter. Part of it is the activity. Peter's had some bad luck securing fights. He fought in this gimmick thing, this team boxing thing. So he hasn't fought a 10-round fight in a long time. And this is 12, I believe. So he's going to have to... It's also going to be the fight that he's on TV for the first time. In the press conference, he seemed kind of nervous. I think if he gets past the second or third round, he's a very live dog. And he's a bigger guy than Conor Benn. Conor can punch. He's fast. But I think Peter, if he's able to check his emotions, I think he can upset Conor Benn.
Peter looks old. He looks like he's old as like me, like Ismael Barroso.
He's not young.
Huh?
Well, he's not a kid. He's 32, 33. Peter.
Okay.
I've known Peter a long time.
Okay. So how old is Ismael Barroso?
Well, I think, but the old man can fight though.
Has he become our favorite guy or what?
He is. He's like the guy that, you know, you come to pick up his daughter at a date night, you know. He looks like a tough, I'll give you a better example. He looks like the tough super in the building, you know. That's,
good enough.
He
can fight, no doubt about that. We'll be watching him closely. Of course, him and Raleigh Romero was a bit of a heist last year. Straight up, you have a great week, my man. Kiss the family, hug the kids. We'll talk real soon.
Thank you very much for having me on, brother.
Boxing's one and only, PHD, Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're going to Fat City after the break on Ring Talk and WBC TV.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Pedro offers you his protection.
Check it. March 16th, Stockton, California. Fat City. Why do I call it Fat City? Because Leonard Gardner, of course, had an award-winning novel back in 1960. And, of course, they won an Academy Award, I believe. So I forget for a co-star. But the bottom line is Fat City is famous for boxing. Of course, we go back. My day goes back to Al Aguayo, of course, undefeated as a pro, a Golden Glove champion, never was ever beaten locally in the amateurs. Of course, never beaten as a pro either. But the bottom line is Al retired and went on to do other things. But before that, it was Yaki Lopez, of course. And, of course, there was a big fight in Stockton, California, I guess about 20 years ago, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, where I was booing both the television and the ring announcing, and somebody threw a cell phone from the cheap seats and hit me in the head, and I saw stars. It was the only time in my life that I ever saw stars in a boxing ring. I kid you not. I've been knocked down in a boxing ring and had my bell rung, but I never saw actual stars before. But I saw stars when they threw this seat from the cheap seats, of course, in the Stockton Memorial Auditorium. But Saturday, March 16th, at the Adventist Health Arena, of course, Stockton, California. On top will be Gabe Flores Jr. Of course, he is the star of Fat City. And, of course, Fernando Vargas Jr. and the other Vargas as well. The two Vargas are hooking it up. So it'll be a great night in Stockton. No doubt about that. The elder Vargas will be there. Of course, always a character. At one point in time, he was the heir apparent to maybe greatness at 154 pounds, but he got in some problems outside the ring. Now he's focused. Now he's straight, but he got some problems outside the ring down there in, I think, San Bernardino County. And the Dubas decided they were going to sacrifice him. And when I say sacrifice him, what I mean by that is the fact that he wasn't ready for Felix Trinidad at that point in time. But they said, we got to go with him. We got to get the money fight. We got to get the money out of our investment before he blows it. Because he seemed to be a bit reckless at that point, talking about Fernando Vargas. Of course, at one point in time, when he fought Oscar De La Hoya, man, he had De La Hoya out in that first round. How he didn't finish De La Hoya is probably the curse on his career. Of course, later in that fight, he would be caught with doing performance-enhancing drugs, that kind of good stuff. But not finishing De La Hoya in that first round, that should be like the writing on the gravestone of Fernando Vargas. I didn't finish Oscar when I had the chance, no doubt about it. Speaking of Oscar De La Hoya, of course, promoter extraordinaire, the promoter of Jaime Munguia, of course, he has got a problem with Canelo Alvarez. They are adversaries to an extent because Canelo left Golden Boy, of course, went to PBC. Now, of course, I'm talking about Premier Boxing Champions. Of course, they come back with a card later this month. I think that's actually March. It'll be of course, on top as far as Prime Cable's concerned, Kasha Zoo's son, Tim Zoo, taking on, you know, the guy that always liked to smoke his weed. I mean, what's up with that? Why doesn't Tim Zoo want to fight, something like Virgil Ortiz? Virgil Ortiz was willing to go down. He was willing to go down there. He was willing to go down to Australia and fight him. Of course, Ortiz, I think, is the fire at 147. I thought at 154. He used to be the fire at 147, of course, but those performance-enhancing drugs, alleged performance-enhancing drugs, or the fact that he was just having problems making 147, it was killing him. Okay, he's now at 154, 156. Of course, the weight limit was 154 for that fight a couple of weeks ago, but he ended up making it 156 instead, of course, putting on a couple of pounds before the weigh-in. But at the end of the day, he looked stellar. He looked great. And he looked like the fighter that I thought he was going to be all along. Of course, at one point in time, I thought that he was like 18-0, 18 knockouts, that he could beat Earl Spence. He could beat Terrence Crawford. Now I don't think so much. Of course, Crawford now being put on hold until a Canelo fight. He wants to fight Canelo badly. He thinks he can move up in weight and kick Canelo's ass. Now, you know, I've kicked a lot of big guys' ass in the gym, okay? But the problem is big guys are big guys, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. Do I need to remind you of that? And it'll get pornographic if a guy that's 170 pounds can push around a guy that's 140 pounds, okay? Not trying to say that Crawford doesn't have a chance there. I'm trying to say that Crawford's a much better, I think at this point in time, a much better fighter than Canelo Alvarez. Canelo's living on fumes. Canelo's running on fumes. What did Gervonta Davis have to say? Daniel, what did Gervonta Davis have to say? Let's see what he had to say.
For sure. I think I'm the face of boxing already. If we being real. I'm down the face of boxing right now. I think that Canelo going out the door, all the top guys, Canelo was probably the only one, but he was going out the door. So,
what responsibility comes along with that then? If you're going to take the mantle as the face of boxing in America,
just every time I'm in there, just put on a dominant performance. You know, just go out there and put on a great performance. I think that's what makes me. Will make me that star over everybody. Because people be winning, but they're watching them and they be like, first of all, they go 12 rounds. Not saying 12 rounds is bad, but it's just like how they do it. Like they run and they think it's still amateur boxing and things like that. Like, come on.
Gervonta Davis describing both Devin Haney and his mentor Floyd Mayweather running, trying to go 12 rounds. Speaking of Devin Haney, him and Ryan Garcia back on the negotiating table. Bottom line is Ryan Garcia draws a significant amount, has a great fan base. Okay, not my greatest fighter, of course. At one point in time, I thought maybe he was the future of boxing because of the fact that he had Joe Goose in his corner. He was brash, he was young, he looked like Oscar De La Hoya. He was pretty, he could punch, he could fight. But the bottom line is he's got issues, and he comes with baggage. And the baggage is his father. He doesn't like listening to trainers. He's his own guy. And when Joe Goose said that afterwards, that training Ryan Garcia was a collaboration of both himself, Ryan Garcia, and Ryan Garcia's father, I said to myself, man, that's not the way to go. Of course, I always thought that Joe was going to be the guy in control. That's why I had so much faith in Ryan Garcia, was that Joe Goose was in his corner. As it turns out, Joe couldn't turn the doorknob with Ryan Garcia. I don't think anybody can turn the doorknob with Ryan Garcia. The reason why I say that is that Ryan's set in his ways. He's made enough money where he could walk away. He doesn't need a box anymore. At one point in time, he said that he made enough money on social media. How do you do that? He ain't selling nudies of himself. No doing pornos, that kind of good stuff on YouTube or on YouPorn, that kind of stuff. So how did he make enough money on social media to retire? That's what he said at one point in time. But the bottom line is he made big money in the last couple of fights. Of course, the Gervonta Davis fight, considered the probably the top grossing fight, I think, of 2023. Of course, that took place in April, and he failed miserably. Either he went into the ring hurt or he got hurt. Either went into the ring hurt or he took a dive. It was one or the other. It's like, you know, I don't need to go into that. Anyway, let's switch gears. Remember Austin Trout? Austin Trout's been on this show in the past. Of course, a guy that was managed by Bob Spagnuolo down there in Houston, Texas. But Austin, no doubt, Trout, former WBA super welterweight champion at one point in time, fought Canelo, fought a couple other guys. He's got to be like 95 going on 100. Anyway, bottom line is he defeated a guy named Luis the Baboon. Hey, I mean, I've had a lot of nicknames in my life, but Baboon was not one of them. I mean, come on, man. He's Baboon? What is if you're a fighter, Baboon? Come on, you must look like an ape. Anyway, Luis Baboon Palomino and Austin Trout beat him for the vacant bare knuckle full contact welterweight title, 147-pound title. That was Friday night. He sold out Hard Rock Arena in Hollywood, Florida. Judges scored a 49-45 across the board in favor of Trout, who dropped Palomino in the fourth round. According to FightNews.com here, of course, boxing's Bible to an extent. Before running into Trout, Palomino was considered by many to be the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world of bare-knuckle fighters. How can you be the best fighter pound-for-pound in the world of bare-knuckle fighters? Because so much can happen. I mean, one punch can open up your face, fight's over. You know, I've never got into that. I can't get off on that. Bottom line is, I did a lot of bare-knuckle fighting here in the streets, no doubt about that here, growing up here, both in San Francisco and South San Francisco. But, you know, I don't know. Bottom line is, I'm not into bare-knuckle fights, especially if guys can fight. In other words, you know, we've got boxers using... That's what the gloves are for. The gloves were to protect the hands. They weren't protect the face. The gloves were designed to protect the hands from breaking. I kid you not. Look it up if you want to talk about boxing history. Anyway, Austin Trout, the welterweight champion now of the bare knuckle world. Good luck to him on that one. Anyway, Conor Benn. I'm not a big fan of Conor Benn, of course, of the fact that he had that dope issue. And, of course, not once, but twice, I think three times he tested positive or popped positive for performance-enhancing drugs. And, of course, he sort of admitted it at one point in time. Then he didn't admit it, and he went back and he admitted it. Anyway, bottom line is he doesn't know what he's doing. But he's taking on Peter Dobson. According to Socrates, he is a live underdog, Peter Dobson. Of course, that's going down on the zone today. And that'll be in the United States, of course, because he cannot fight in the UK. Now, on Peacock today, Dan Azeez is going to take on Joshua Buatsi. Of course, Botsy was on the show last week. Actually, he was interviewed by Rick Tittle, and I stole the Rick Tittle interview and did an interview with Joshua Botsy. Pretty colorful guy, but Dan Azeez can fight, so that's going to be a pretty good main event on Peacock. That's today coming to us from the UK. This February the 8th, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, of course, the WBO junior welterweight title, Teofimo Lopez, who once beaten the takeover. At one point, Tom, I mean, man, he was like, I thought he was the best thing in boxing. He was like Hector Camacho that could punch. That's the way, I mean, it's sort of like that. Camacho, man, the Macho Man, he could punch. I mean, he was macho. He was beating on his chest. He was doing all kinds of great stuff. And then, you know, he sort of like, he sort of lost focus. And when he lost focus, he lost to George Kambosos. Of course, that was a split decision, I believe. One judge had a 114-113 back in Teofimo there, and I thought that Kambosos clearly won that fight. But at the end of the night, at the end of 12 rounds, you know, Teofimo had a whole lot of soul-searching to do. And, of course, he fought Sandor Martin. And after the Sandor Martin fight, there was Teofimo in the ring being recorded with a live mic saying, "Do I still have it? Do I still have it?" This and that. So he sort of wondered whether his abilities are still there. Of course, when you lose in a boxing ring and you're supposed to win, it's like a shock. It just is. I remember my first loss. I lost to Eddie Smith at the Boys Club down there in South San Francisco. I was like blown away. I went 6-0, beating all these guys in the first round in these one-minute rounds. Back in the day, hey, Daniel, one-minute rounds, I was smoking everybody as a kid. 11, 12 years old, one-minute rounds. And I would just throw punches the entire 1 minute, right? So then I moved up to 2 minutes. Thought I was cocky. Went to 2 minutes, right? I looked like an asthmatic. I mean, I was like, after the first round, I came back. I sat down on the stool. I needed like a 10-minute rest, not a 1 minute rest. But the difference from 1 minute to 2 minutes was traumatic, no doubt about that. But that's, of course, now fighters fight 3 minutes. But at the end of the day, man, Teofimo Lopez has got to look at himself and say, you know, I need to stay focused. I need to stay on top if I want the big fights. Of course, Jermaine Ortiz, considered somewhat of a live underdog in some circles and not a live underdog in other some circles. Some say he's not that focused as well as focused as he needs to be, but we'll see what happens when they go down. That's Thursday night, February 8th. That's coming from the Michelob Arena, and that's at the Mandalay Bay, I believe, in Las Vegas. It's a good arena. I saw the David Benavidez, Demetrius Andrade fight there about a month and a half ago. That is a great new arena. In fact, if that's what they want to put fights on, that's a great arena to do that. Great arena to do it, no doubt about that. Now, DAZN, of course, if you're paying like $100 a month for DAZN like I am, a lot of people aren't just stealing it. How do you steal DAZN? I don't know. Anyway, Liam Dillon taking on Reese Bilotti. That's February the 10th. Then February 15th, JoJo Diaz, of course, world-ranked junior welterweight, lightweight, taking on Jesus Perez. February 16th, DAZN again. Adrian Carell taking on, oh boy, here we go, Sivanathi Nutashinga. Of course, the WBO light flyweight title on the line there. And, of course, back to February 16th. This is a guy that everybody's got high on here in the United States. Talk about the 130-pounder Oshika Foster. Of course, people think he's like the next coming of Floyd Mayweather. I don't know. When people say that, I don't want to see the next coming of Floyd Mayweather. I really don't. I wish that Floyd would just go away. I mean, you know, I don't wish anything bad on Floyd. I just wish Floyd would just leave us. I mean, I think his influence on boxing has been detrimental. I think the fact that he influences people like Devin Haney, and he tells Devin Haney, just go out there, just win, just win, just win, just do your thing, just win. And when I say that, I say, you know, he doesn't want to be a great fighter, because the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter is the willingness to gamble, be it in the ring, going for the knockout, or be it in your choice of oppositions, picking fights with guys that people don't think you can beat. Okay, and Devin Haney hasn't done that thus far. Of course, Floyd Mayweather never did that. I take it back. I want to give Floyd pops. Of course, he did beat up Ricky Hatton. That was his last big win. But Floyd beat up Canelo Alvarez when Canelo was green as guacamole. So Floyd beat up a lot of guys. Floyd's resume looks good as far as the numbers concerned and the names. But at the end of the day, what did he do? He didn't excite me. He made a lot of money, and I thought he ripped off a lot of boxing fans. But guess what? The black demographic, oh, they're going to get on me for this, but Floyd's their man.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's always real on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tyson Fury versus Oleg Usyk, the undisputed world heavyweight title. How could it be undisputed when Francis Ngannou is the uncrowned world heavyweight champ? Anyway, Tyson Fury got cut in training. There's a cut above his right eye, I believe, way above his right eye. How he got cut that high on the head, why he was not wearing a headgear is just an indictment of his training process, no doubt about that. They didn't prepare right. They got cut. The fight's off. Bottom line is, I don't know what Oleg Usyk is going to do on February 17th, but that fight is definitely not going to happen. Of course, on the undercard, a lot of guys, Sergey Kovalev was supposed to fight, but I think he got drilled a couple of weeks ago, so he's not going to be on that card as well. At the end of the day, who wants to see Tyson Fury fight again if he's not going to put himself together? I mean, he's the uncrowned champion. I mean, he's no longer the champion. Ngannou's the uncrowned champion. Give Ngannou props. He beat him. He knocked him down. Of course, my British friends who backed Tyson Fury to the max, like Barry on Boxing, said that, you know, Fury barely pulled it off, this and that. Nah, come on. He got knocked down. He got beat up. I don't mind. It's hard to, listen, sometimes you look at things and you can't believe what you're seeing. So what's happening here? Are my eyes deceiving me? Are my eyes lying to me? No, you're not. Eyes are not lying to you. That was Tyson Fury on his ass. And yes, he did get beat. No doubt about that. February 17th, the Zone pay-per-view. Of course, that was a bit, they jinxing that. Listen, they're jinxing anything by putting it on pay-per-view nowadays because people don't want to pay pay-per-view, they want to steal it instead, or they want to get binoculars and look at it through Daniel's window, something like that. Anyway, February 24th, the other Inouye comes back, Takuma Inouye, of course, on ESPN Plus from across the pond in Japan, taking on Jerwin Ankias for the WBA Bantamweight title. Of course, the other Inouye can fight as well. ESPN Plus, February the 24th. Now, I want to mention this before I get out of here. The WBC Live channel on Bolt Plus TV is an exciting new social TV experience that's on the web, mobile, and on 10 million plus Hisense and Vita powered TVs around the world. I hope I get this right. With live chats alongside the channel, you can interact with talent, fighters, and your fellow fans, even when you're watching TV. More interactive features are coming in 2024. Check it out at keepboxingfree.com. That's keepboxingfree.com. You've been tuned to the longest running fight show news, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Wow, what can I say? Quick hour, no doubt about that. Means I sort of got things done here. If it went quick and I don't remember things. So at the end of the day, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. The Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you 11 a.m. Pacific time on these same channels. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii on Sunday. Sunday, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today's producer is the great Daniel Ogden. Of course, the people at Veev TV down there and the Veev TV Network in Dallas, Texas. I want to thank them very much. for the WBC TV feed at the end of the day. I thank you so much for tuning in. Ring Talk is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.